But on the night of Ashura, when Imam al-Hussein sat the people down, the people came, the people of Kufa came to start and begin the battle. This happened on the day of the 9th. They came to fight the Imam. The Imam saw them coming forward. He sent Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas to them. See what they want from us. Al-Fadl came back and said, what they want is they want to begin the battle. The Imam said, go and tell them, I want one more night. I love Salah. I love prayer. I love to speak to my Lord. I want to recite Quran one last night. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas went and told them. He allowed them one night. That night came, Imam al-Hussein turned out the lights according to the reports. He told the companions, the pledge that I had with you, I want to raise that. Forget about the oath that you had with me. The pledge was something very important. Sometimes keeping the word was very important. People might have been shy. Since I pledged that I would do something, to go against that would be very difficult for them. Imam says, I don't want you to stay because of that. Leave. Some say some people left. But the people that remained, they were there only and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know there's nothing there. There is no victory in the physical sense of the word. Of them possibly having the chance of going to Kufa and setting up a government and getting a piece of that. There is no chance. The only reason is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Staying with the Imam and giving their lives. Giving one's life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important, brothers and sisters. The importance of doing what we do, making decisions in life, not based on what I desire, not based on what people like, not based on anything else, but only because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very important quality that we need to learn from Imam al-Hussein. The school of Karbala. Imagine your Imam. After all of what's happened on the day of Ashura, from the morning he has watched the companions, the loyal companions, one by one go to the battlefield. He's seen all of that. He's seen his own children, his own son go to the battlefield. He's dealt with thirst from the morning until Dhuhr time. He's had to fight. He is in pain. The words they hear from the Imam is this, Ilahi ridhan biqadaik. O Allah, I'm pleased with what you determine for me. Whatever you bring upon me, I am absolutely pleased with that. Can you even try to comprehend that? In our regular hardships, we're not able to do that, brothers and sisters. The Imam, with all that pain, this is the goal of his life. They say when the Imam was approaching the last moments in this world, with all the wounds and suffering all those wounds, the face of the Imam glow even more. He's happy, he's meeting his Lord. Ridha, doing things for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That being the only reason why we choose to do what we do. This is very important, brothers and sisters. There's a hadith It's narrated from one of the Ahlul Bayt. The person is Fath. He says, Ya Fath, Man arda al-Khaliq, Lam yubadi bisakhat al-Makhluq. The person who is trying to please the Lord, why would he care about what the creation thinks about him? A lot of times what we do is because of the creation. We're worried about what people think. The reason sometimes we even do the good things is because of people. A lot of the cultural issues that we have that prevent us from making the proper decisions, why do we do that? Because of people. Why do you care? The pleasure of Allah is important. Ridha Allah is important. That's the lesson to learn from Imam al-Husayn.